You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mikey, eh?
God bless football, Stugatz.
Why are you smiling so much, Mikey, eh? What is going on with you?
Billy smiled and it threw me off, and I like it.
What is that even mean? Like, what is that supposed to even mean?
Last week, Billy, you were a little... Yeah. Ho-hum. Yeah. You were a little upset last week, Billy. It threw me off.
It's now odd I'm to happy. See. It's odd to see Billy smiling late in the afternoon on a Monday. Let's be honest.
No,
right?
You know what? Monday is my high energy day. I shouldn't say high energy day, but Monday is the day in which I have the most energy I will have for the entire week.
Really?
So the Fridays is really, some people build up to a Friday, and on Friday
you build
they're
down.
Like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm headed into the weekend. And then me, I'm just kind of like, I don't. There's nothing left in the tank.
It's all downhill from here for you, huh, Billy?
Yeah. And to be honest with you, thinking this out, I don't know when my batteries recharge, because it's not like weekends are like super relaxing when you have two toddlers. Well, a toddler and like a six-month-old. So I don't know how my batteries even recharge, because I'm not sleeping. It's not that.
Just 2 weeks to go, Billy. I mean, there's three more football games this year. Four if you want to include the Pro Bowl, but really three. You know?
Well, there isn't a Pro Bowl game.
There's the competitions, you know, the weekend, all that stuff. I mean, it's not a game, but it's a weekend.
It's the games, the Pro Bowl games.
Yes.
Do they still have the flag football game? Yeah, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we go to that?
When is it?
Well, we're going to be in Las
Vegas. The Mannings are the coaches.
Okay. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. Hmm. Peyton and Eli, huh?
Yeah, those are them.
Yeah.
I know, but I feel bad. I always feel bad for Coop.
Why?
He's never part of anything.
Okay, but realistically, what would you do if it's the Pro Bowl games and they're like, you know what? We're going to have Cooper and Archie Manning be the coaches of the teams. You'd be like, why? Why are we doing that?
No, it's fair. But I just feel bad. They do the watch along, you know, the Manning cast. They're both Hall of Famers. They both play in the NFL. And all Coop, their younger brother, has done is a podcast called Soup with Coop. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who's like celebrity sibling do you feel worst for? Like, who's the one that you're like, oh, wow, that's unfortunate.
Hmm.
Like, did you know, Google right now, did you know, I'm sure we've done this before. You know Ashton Kutcher has a twin brother?
No.
Google him.
Okay.
You'll see. If you're listening, Google Ashton Kutcher's twin brother.
Okay.
He's not Ashton Kutcher.
Really?
Yeah. Well, obviously he's not.
He can't be, right?
Is there another Kelsey?
Yeah. Is his name Brad Kutcher?
Well, listen, Mikey, it's a great point. I feel bad for Travis Kelsey. I mean, because the best Kelsey at that game last night was Jason Kelsey.
A bit much.
Travis had two touchdowns.
Travis had two touchdowns.
Jason had 25 beers. I mean.
Shirtless beers.
That's awkward.
Him jumping in front of Taylor Swift, knowing where the camera was probably the best scouting report in the game last night.
That's awkward, right? When you're in the booth with the shirtless guy, and it's like when you're outside braving the elements and you're shirtless, it's one thing. But, like, he's in heat. He's in a comfortable environment. He's just walking around this suite shirtless.
There was a time when they showed Taylor and she's there laughing, and all you see over her right shoulder is a hairless man
belly
breast.
Hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Kelsey.
All you
fantastic.
See is belly hair.
Well, that's right. The funny great. Thing about it is that, like, it wasn't just for show. Like, oh, the camera's going to be here. Let me take off my shirt and then put it back on. No, he seemed to just be walking
He was hanging
around.
Out like yeah. that. Yeah, it was great.
By the way, he looks great.
He does.
And he looks great. Yeah. I saw him and I was like, man, I wish that was me. I had that body.
That's a guy who's not going to retire. That's what I was saying to
really?
Myself. Yeah. Well, Travis said he's got some more football left in him. So
did he?
He did. Hmm. He also went out into the parking lot yesterday, Jason Kelsey, and had beers with Bill's Mafia.
I saw that. I saw that he was wearing like one of those big yes. hats with the Bill on. Yeah. He was drinking out of bowling balls and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys, we have Lions at 49ers.
Whoa.
What happened?
That's if the season ended today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We haven't gotten to that segment yet.
My apologies.
We have a lot of things to do today. We're just jumping the gun here.
Billy, my apologies. I was trying to comment on what I saw over the weekend, you know?
Can I tell you and the audience what we have in store for them today? Just set up the show a bit before
sure.
we continue to going on.
Please.
We have a lot of things to get to. We have if the season ended to get today, even though you already heard part of what happens.
Right.
If the season ended.
Spoiler
today.
Alert.
Yeah, just pretend you didn't hear that. Cover your ears, go, nah, 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 and then like rewind and whatever. Mm-hmm. We have a new segment.
Right.
Sponsored by Bayer.
Oh, wow.
Heart racing moments.
Really?
We're going to get to those later. We're going to
wow.
share with you.
There were a few.
There were
heart
several.
Racing moments.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not like super involved in sales, but I will say this. We have a segment called Billy's Bets Big Boards brought to you by, and we've been waiting for a sponsor, and Bayer fit in there perfectly if you follow the theme of the bees.
Could have been seven bees real quick.
That's what I'm saying. It could have been real quick.
Could have been.
Right.
Thank you for Bayer for coming on, and we'll share with you our heart racing moments later on. Do you guys have a top five today?
I have a new game for you guys today.
Oh, okay.
I think Fuentes has a top five. Ooh, I do have a new game for you guys. It's called For the Next 10 Years, Purdy or Blank. Hmm. Okay.
Blank.
Not Arthur Blank.
That was my confusion.
Right. But I'm going to give you Brock Purdy and the name of another quarterback in the NFL, and you guys tell me which one you would rather have for the next decade. Okay? All right?
Can we play a game that I just invented also?
Sure.
Called Hot Seat or Cold Seat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really? So original. Ooh. I never heard of this.
Yeah. You don't know how it works. I haven't explained it yet.
I'm
we'll
excited.
Get to it. We'll get to it.
What's your best guess as to how it works?
Don't get excited.
I don't know. You know.
Don't assume.
The right. possibilities, you know.
Does he possibly toss out a coach's name and tell us?
That would be wild.
Right.
We'll find out.
Never been done before in a football show.
Don't pigeonhole him into
we'll
a coach.
We'll find
it
out.
It could be anybody.
It could be anybody.
It could be anybody.
We'll find out.
How about Billy's big board bets?
Well, there's not really any games tonight, and that's pretty much what we'd always do.
We'll have a Friday edition.
He wants me to do basketball games.
I do.
Oh, really? Yeah.
The association.
Yeah. I do like the idea of moving it to Friday because I take it very seriously, you know.
Do you?
And
if you were in a gambling state.
2-1 last week if I was in a DraftKings state, yeah.
Yeah. So I can't talk about these games because you want me to keep teasing if the season ended today.
We can talk about the games. I'm just saying we have a segment later called If the Season Ended Today. You want right. me to tell you what the matchups would be if the season ended today? There was games we could talk about, or we can look into the future if the season
okay.
ended today.
I'm okay with holding off a segment and doing it as if the season ended today.
I'm just saying.
It's very confusing. I don't know why we're doing it that way, but I understand.
So yesterday the Chiefs played against the Bills. The Buccaneers played against the Lions. Saturday the Packers played the 49ers, and the Texans played the Rams. Lots to talk about. Tons to talk about.
Yeah,
we don't need to get to if the season ended today quite yet, but if you want to, we can.
Okay.
Do you want to?
I'm torn. I do want to, yes.
You want to just talk about if the season ended today right now?
I think I would, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, Mikey, are you good with talking about if the season ended today?
I mean, if the season ended today, let's get to it.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
All right, so Stugatz,
yes.
I will now go through all of the formulas that we have, all of the info that we have, and I will tell you what happens
the algorithms.
If okay. the season ended today.
Okay, you've run this through your computers.
Multiple algorithms. Multiple simulations.
I got it.
And this
right.
is what
I
would
appreciate
happen.
The hard work.
10,000 yeah. simulations were run this week to okay. tell you what the matchups would be in the playoffs if the season ended today.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to start with the AFC or the NFC?
The NFC. Let's start there.
All right. After all, hold on. Let me run one more here.
Okay, hold on. Okay, just to make sure, right?
Although he's running. You can hear me typing. Yeah. Oh, I don't know what happened. I just closed my Word document. Hopefully, yeah. I still have that information.
It's a rare form this morning.
Anyways, I mean, if the season ended today,
a lot of energy.
Was it NFC or AFC?
Which it's Monday.
NFC.
NFC. Oh, okay. Hold on.
Yeah. NFC.
I ran the. Hold on. I did an AFC simulation.
The brain's moving so fast.
Hold
I mean.
Hold on.
Okay. Can't even work his computer.
Yeah. Right? Hold on. Hold on. Take your time. Okay. He's typing. He's typing things in.
He's calculating.
He's simulating.
Okay. NFC? What happened? Yeah. NFC. Yes.
All right. If the season ended today in the NFC, next week, the 49ers would host the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Are you sure?
You want to run it again?
So that means Brock Purdy did it in the playoffs.
Barely.
But needs to do it again in the playoffs. Yes. Yes.
If you watch that game, not that we're talking about that game.
Did he though?
And you said Brock Purdy did it in the playoffs.
Did he though?
The 49ers did it in the playoffs. Do it again, by the way. You too, Kyle Shanahan. Enough of you.
There seems to be a path for the Lions to the Super Bowl.
A little bit.
There seems to be a path for the Lions to the Super Bowl.
Hmm. So the Lions, they won. They advance. They're taking on San Francisco in San Francisco.
Correct.
Wow, Jared Goff. Yeah, going home. Wow.
How about Jordan Love?
Mm-hmm. What about him?
What do you mean, what about him?
What about Jordan Love? You said, how about Jordan Love?
You were here touting him all week. He's the best thing.
Jordan Love.
Guy had all day. He had four drives. To win the game.
The Packers should have won that game. There's no question about it. I ran my simulations, and the Packers should have won that game. They had every opportunity to win that game. I'm surprised they didn't win that game. But San Francisco moves on. But I will tell you this right now, okay? Purdy or Jordan Love, next 10 years?
Well, are you jumping to another game?
I'm starting a new game.
I'm sorry.
Are you jumping to another game?
I'm sorry. I didn't answer the question.
I know, but we're not done with the season
I just said
yet.
I'll tell you something, but I didn't answer the question.
I'm here trying to figure out if Jared Goff is from San Francisco. Like, you just said he's going home.
He went to Cal.
Okay, I was trying to find that connection.
He went to Cal. He grew up. He was a big Joe Montana fan. I mean, I know all about Jared Goff. I love the NFC. Goff or Brock Purdy is the quarterback that's going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. How about the AFC?
Goff's already been to a Super Bowl.
I know, with the Rams. Yeah. Yes. Right. How about the AFC?
Hold on. We're just jumping, if the season ended today, to the AFC? We have so much time left in this show today. I don't know what we're doing. Okay, so let me run the simulation.
We kind of did both NFC.
We're not.
We didn't really talk about the games. We didn't do anything. All right, AFC, hold on.
What do you want to say about the Lions?
Round of applause for Baker.
Right.
He had him in the game.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he had him in the game. He had a lot of bad throws, though.
It was
including
a great
interception to end the game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He had a good season.
At the end, he's still Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Minute and a half left. It's not as bad as Jordan Love's interception in the game.
Mikey, I would take Baker Mayfield as the Jets quarterback right now.
Today.
Oh, he's a gamer. I love Baker Mayfield.
Yep. Baker Mayfield played himself back into Radio Row advertisements this season.
No doubt.
He will be there and he will be in demand.
Yes.
2-3 years ago in Atlanta when it was his first year, he was coming off of just getting drafted, having a successful season with the Browns. He had handlers. It was impossible to get to him. Then we had, you know, some down years last year. You look around, you're like, where is he? Oh, here he is. He's at the golf tournament that Stugatz is at, just kind of wandering around, and he sits down on an inflatable couch. This year, no chance in hell. That guy sits down on an inflatable couch anywhere.
How does he?
He's there with Snickers. He's there with someone. He's being walked around.
Yep.
He's going to be in demand.
Shouldn't he have a lifetime contract with Little Debbie or something? You just call him the Baker, and he's Baker Mayfield, and he's selling bread forever for whoever.
Put Juju on it. Juju will get him.
That is really
wow.
Bad.
Yeah.
That wasn't the best.
Find out who won. Who's meeting up in the AFC Championship game next?
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs and premium regular beer.
And we're back.
Really extended that.
I like to, you know.
Perfect. Monday.
You had a lot of time
right.
today.
I wanted people to guess. I could have said anything there. I wanted people to guess what was next. You know what I mean?
What is next?
Well, no, that was it. And we're back. I didn't want people to know after the and. I didn't want people to know what I was saying. Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to tell us who won the AFC games over the weekend? Or
I'm not telling you who won. Right. I mean, I can. I can tell you who won. In
well,
the AFC,
the season ended today. Who would meet up in the AFC championship game?
See, that's a different game.
Okay. Sorry.
That's a different game. Okay. So the Chiefs beat the Bills.
Right.
And the Ravens mollywopped the Texans.
They're good.
Bad, bad game.
You know, it was funny. I was watching Chiefs and Bills last night. It was a great game. It's everything we wanted out of that game. But I was thinking to myself, man, this feels like I'm watching the Super Bowl. And really what you were watching were two quarterbacks playing for the right to play against a quarterback who's better than both of them. I mean, on the road, mind you, on the road. But I felt like I was watching a Super Bowl. Fun game, man.
I hope that's not what the Super Bowl is like, honestly. That game was not fun to watch at all.
You didn't like that game?
No. Why? I mean, it was close in the first half. It was fine. It felt competitive. In the second half.
Well, it kind of went off the rails after the fake punt a little bit. But then it got back to what it was.
It did. And what a terrible call.
If
you're going to go for it in your own end in that spot and you have that quarterback, use him.
McDermott, you are so fired.
Oh,
so fired.
You are so fired.
I will say this, okay? If Bill Belichick is offered that job inside the AFC East, close to where he's lived for the last 25 years, close to where his daughter coaches college lacrosse, if he is offered that job with that quarterback, he will take that job. And the Bills absolutely should offer him that job today.
That was a great game. I was confused. I thought that you were talking about Texans Ravens.
No, I'm talking about.
I'm super excited.
Those
I was
Chiefs.
Like,
yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. Good. I'm glad Mikey was confused too.
But yeah, I love
Chiefs Bills was a great game. You're declaring Chiefs Bills was a great game.
It was a great game. Okay. And I will say this.
I understand why you said what you said because the Ravens Texans were tied 10-10 at half, and then the game got away from the Texans second half. Yes.
Lamar Jackson's so good. Yeah. But we'll get to that game in a second. We're not talking about that game right now. We're talking about Chiefs and Bills right now.
Yes.
Just so we're all on the same page of what game we're talking about, even though I was the confused.
I just want to revisit that it was fourth down, fake punt, season on the line. DeMar Hamlin has the ball in his hands.
Man. Well,
I love it.
Well, seemed like they were trying to give him a moment. It kind of felt like they were trying to give him a moment.
It did.
A heart racing moment? I won't say. We'll get to that later.
Oh, wait.
Seemed like they were trying to give him a moment.
Spicy.
Heart racing.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That was a good game.
That's not it. Listen, I have a greater amount of respect for DeMar Hamlin. That is not a time to try to give him a moment. Okay. It's not.
Not DeMar Hamlin time.
You don't know. That's not a time to try to give him a moment.
Okay.
It's not. You have Josh Allen. You have maybe the best quarterback in the game. You have a top five quarterback in the game.
How about you have anybody else on the roster?
How about you punt?
He got bailed out.
That's the right move.
He got bailed out. No, he got bailed out.
Hardman gave the ball right back.
Well, that's what he does.
They were still in position to tie the game at the end. Mecole Hardman. Wow.
You know what's funny? When the Jets traded him back, I go, I wonder why they're doing this. You know, he's a good. Now I know why.
Yes.
Well, it did feel like that. Like
that's not why, but yes. Yeah.
When that trade happened, I felt like because at the time the Chiefs' offense was not looking good. There, no one was in sync, and it was like, you know what? Is what they were missing. And I immediately grabbed him on fantasy. Yeah. I'm like, this guy is about to go off.
I thought this name, like sneaky upgrade. Mm-hmm. He knows Patrick. He knows the offense. We were all wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would appear so. Mecole Hardman, buddy, you got the ball two times. And one of the times you got it, that's what happened. What was that?
No, he fumbled twice.
He fumbled twice.
Yeah. So both times he touched the ball, came out.
Correct.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Mm. How do you guys feel about that rule? I saw people saying they want to change the rule. I'm fine with it. Keep the rule the same. We're not going to change the rule just because it happened to the Chiefs. I'm so sick and tired of things like that happening. Oh, Tom Brady gets hit. Let's change the rule so that Tom Brady isn't going to hurt
Tuck rule.
Oh, if the Chiefs would have lost that game, the Chiefs would have lost that game. That rule would be changed this week. Right. That rule would have been changed this week.
If the season ended then.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right. It's a good point.
I just don't know what the alternative. What's the alternative?
What do you mean? Like, keep it the same. Sorry, it's a stupid rule. Everyone has to deal with it forever.
No, that's it. I mean, I think you got to protect the ball at the most important point. Like, what do you do then? You give the ball back to the Chiefs on
at the
20?
One?
Like,
yeah, I'm with
know.
You.
I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, I don't understand why if you fumble the ball
and on like the most important area, you have to have some kind of penalty. Like,
yeah, you know, I'm with you.
But it's funny you say that. It's funny you say you got to protect it at the most important time, but that's the time where you least because you want to reach it over because as soon as you do, it's
you're
over.
Trying to score.
As soon
right.
as you reach it over, yes. it's the play is over. You won.
That's
risk,
dumb. Too.
High risk, high reward.
Mm-hmm.
And the risk got him. Got
to risk it to get the biscuit.
Pacheco's a badass, huh?
He's good.
Which is why he should have the ball there instead of Mecole Hardman.
It was weird. Why did they give it to him?
I don't know. Like, no reason. Like.
At least they gave it to an offensive player.
I guess, yeah.
The Bills gave it to DeMar Hamlin.
Special teams guy. I mean.
Who have the time isn't even dressed. Like
it's the weirdest call.
They must have been thinking, honestly, like, no one could possibly on earth expect him to get the ball here. Why would they? Who would give him the ball in this spot? We're going to trick him because no one in their right mind would give him the ball
Yet
here.
Yet I was sitting home on my couch going, fake punt. Like casually.
You did
as
not.
Casually
that
as I've ever said
so
it.
So not
I
true.
I said fake punt. I told my wife, fake punt.
You did not.
Here comes the fake punt.
Yeah, you said that to your
I told her, here comes the fake
here
punt.
Here comes the fake punt.
I did.
Yeah. That was uttered yesterday. I really
The Bills were
that.
Thinking of the DVD yearbook. Yeah. They were like, just wait until this becomes part of it.
Oh, man.
This is the Emmy moment.
That would have been the moment. And I'm pretty sure that, like, award voting is over, right? So, like, he can't even win Comeback Player of the Year because of that moment. But that's, like...
There would have been write-ins.
That also, by the way, I wonder... Actually, you know what? I wonder, and I could be wrong about this, and I'm most likely wrong about this, because Baker will win Comeback Player of the Year, I'm assuming, after the year that he had.
He
but
should.
I wonder if... And I don't want... I'm just putting this out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any
Joe Flacco?
No. Well, you know what? Maybe. It's going to be close.
But anyway, go ahead. Put it out there.
I wonder.
Purdy or Flacco next 10 years.
I mean.
I got ahead of myself. Sorry. That's next segment. My bad.
I wonder if someone tipped off the Bills and like, guys, look, DeMar won the award. We have the award ceremony on CBS. We don't have any usable footage of him this season. We need a moment.
We have him standing alive on the sideline.
Yeah, we don't have it. Whoa, Mikey, come on. What was
that's
that?
Enough,
that's
Mikey.
Too far.
I mean,
that was too far.
That's enough that he's standing alive on the sideline, guys.
I understand.
Let
but
me
that's
be the voice of reason
footage.
Here.
But there is a producer that's like, oh, maybe we get some footage of him actually playing football.
Listen, it's
like,
not DeMar Hamlin's fault that his coach did that, okay?
No, I mean he did.
Really put him in a bad spot.
He put him in a ridiculous spot.
That's a terrible spot.
Yes.
Oh, I would have been so mad at him after. I would have been like, really, coach, like,
what are you
no
doing?
No way.
Yeah.
Well, afterwards.
They love me. What are you doing? Coach,
yeah, like this is a terrible spot. Of
terrible
course, of course,
spot.
If he nails it, then McDermott's a genius, and who would have expected it to be a totally different narrative? But
so you think that was sabotage?
No. I just think McDermott is not great.
I think McDermott's fired.
Whoa, hot seat, or cold seat.
What do you mean?
Hot seat or cold seat, guys?
So it is a head coach. It is a head coach.
No, we don't.
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Hot seat or cold seat, Sean McDermott.
Wait, we have hot seat or cold seat. We have next 10 years, Purdy or blank. And we have the aspirin heart. What are we doing with them?
I mean, don't sell it like that.
The bear aspirin
heart. Bears heart racing moment.
No. I'm sorry. I'm unfamiliar with the segment. It's a new segment. I'm excited for this segment.
We do it every week.
Oh, we do?
We do it every week.
Okay. Really?
We also have a top five from Fuentes.
We have a top five from Fuentes.
Yeah, that we can get to.
So we have a lot
to
get to.
And we didn't finish if the season ended today in the AFC.
Okay. We did not.
Not much to say about Ravens.
So please finish it. Mike Fuentes, get your top five ready, okay?
All right, hold on. Let me tabulate one more time here.
I'm going to it in 30 seconds.
This has over 10,000 simulations.
Okay.
So far. One more, just to be safe for this morning. Okay. It's in. If the season ended today, the Buffalo Bills would travel to Baltimore to face the Ravens in the AFC Championship game.
Wow.
Yeah.
You sure?
Are you sure?
You sure it's not the Kansas City
Hold
Chiefs?
Hold on.
Do it one more time.
51-49.
He's rattled.
If the season ended today, the Kansas City Chiefs would travel to Baltimore.
Wow. See? Wow. That's why it's, you have to keep doing
it's
it.
It's the thing.
Right?
It's yeah. That's what happens sometimes. Yeah. You go and the wrong thing comes out. Let me double check.
Just keep playing the game.
It's
get
the
right.
Chiefs. The Chiefs are headed to Baltimore.
I'm glad you finally got there.
It was one of the simulations in which it didn't happen.
Do they have a chance against Baltimore? Put that into your tabulations.
Here's the thing is that you go through, you have the 10,000 simulations, and then you go one more, and the one more is the one that's different. But
it was 5,000, 5,000 up until that point.
Yes.
Huh?
You had to do it one more time.
If the season ended today, Chiefs are headed to Baltimore.
Football's a crazy game.
It really is.
I mean, the NFL.
I was about to say, wow, what a narrative.
Any given simulation. I mean,
so many people wrote off the Bills. So many people thought, wow, the window's closed. And there they were making it. But no, that was the wrong simulation.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you got it right.
They missed the field goal.
All right. So we have Chiefs at Baltimore.
Correct.
Okay.
What?
One more time, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Chiefs at Baltimore, and we have Lions at 49ers. That much we know.
Correct.
Right? Okay, good.
If the season ended today.
All right, Mike Fuentes, what is your top five today?
Well, so this top five was realizations from Super Wild Card Weekend.
Okay.
But now it's realizations for the Super Wild Card Divisional Round or something.
Divisional round.
It's not super.
It's just really.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, it's not super yet.
It was a great weekend.
It was super. Now it's not super.
No, it's
now it's kind of super. I don't know.
All right. Well,
I have three OLIs.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the first OLI, Aaron Donald should get two paychecks.
Okay. Two, not one, but two.
He should get two. He's double teamed every play.
Right.
So that's two jobs.
Okay.
Two paychecks.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
By the way, Aiden Hutchinson never has anyone blocking him.
It's insane. He just gets free run every time.
And he's annoying.
Whoa.
I said it. I'm sorry.
Why is he?
I know he was a guest of ours on Radio Row.
We're supposed to go on a cruise together.
Yeah. We are supposed to go on a cruise together. Wow. I'm certain he is a much less annoying person on a cruise than he is on a football field. That's all I'm saying. All right. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Realization.
Do you mean he's annoying as a player or he's annoying? Yeah. His personality is annoying.
No.
You don't like the little.
He's really good.
The one side that has some paint on it.
He's so good, he annoys me. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Because you don't have him.
Kick, save, and a beaut. Yeah. Yes. We would never have him.
Realization number two, OLI.
Right. Okay.
I'm 39 years old.
Oh.
Brett Favre was traded to the Packers when I was 8 years old. Billy was four. They've had quarterbacks our entire lives.
Yes.
They is the Packers.
Yep.
It's crazy. All right. OLI number one.
Mm-hmm.
Bills fans have shoveled snow for 2 weeks just for the season to end the same way it has the past 3 years.
All right. Got paid, though. All right. Number five.
Number five. Eventually, Dan Campbell's going to cry. If he wins a Super Bowl, he cries.
He hasn't cried yet?
No, because he's been winning. So
okay.
If he wins a Super Bowl, he cries.
He
if
keeps
he loses,
holding him back.
Yeah,
if he loses, he's so proud of his guys and what they've accomplished. So eventually, Dan Campbell cries.
Okay.
Okay. Number four.
Mm-hmm.
All season, I was calling the wrong Dolphins coach a fraud. The real fraud is Mike McDaniel.
Wow. Not Fangio, huh?
No, the offense had six touchdowns in the last four games. That's 1.5 touchdowns
fraud
a game.
Name?
I know, but it took you 3 weeks to come up with that? I mean,
why did you realize that yesterday?
It was really last week, but I had to postpone it because we were so busy.
Feel free to update your list. Anyway, number three.
Yeah,
Puka Nacua might be a top 10 receiver his whole career.
Might be.
Yeah. He can get hurt. He can fall off. But right now he's on track for that. Okay.
Mike Evans is so good.
He's ridiculous.
So good.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
So good.
He is. Really. Yes.
I mean, we have 10 seasons.
Do you guys agree, though, with Booger McFarland, who tweeted out, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer, but no one would put him top five.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
At his own position right now.
No, he's not. I mean, when you have 10,000 yard seasons in 10 years,
he's good.
You're really good, but I don't know if you're a top five all time. I mean,
got it.
No, he was saying that he's not a top five now.
Yes.
But he's not a top five current Hall of Famer.
He's not.
No, he's not. I have a bunch of guys I take over.
Of course. Yeah. Right. It's crazy.
Puka Nacua is one of them.
Yeah. Right. Well, Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs kind of fell off. I don't think that's his fault completely, though.
Tyreek Hill.
I take Tyreek Hill.
Of course.
I take Justin Jefferson.
There's five. That's my point. There's five.
Yeah.
Chase is another one, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Number two.
Yep.
Man, a lot of people were wrong about that Christian McCaffrey trade.
Right.
I remember a certain network giving the trade a C- for the 49ers.
Right.
Huh.
Not very smart.
Doesn't help when you take Bryce Young over CJ Stroud.
That data.
Yes. All right. Number one.
I mean, that we'll find out. Okay. I mean, CJ Stroud's really good, but Bryce Young.
Everyone,
I mean, he had no help.
Yeah. Number one is everyone's just playing for the right to lose to Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Okay. All
right. They have the best offense and the best defense.
I sense Billy likes Mahomes in that game.
He gave me a face.
Yeah. what are we doing next year, Billy? Are we doing hot seat or what are we doing?
Hot seat or cold seat?
Hot seat or cold seat, and for the next 10 years.
No.
We're saving that?
Next segment, we're going to play a little game called Bear's Heart Racing Moments.
Oh, okay.
Brought to you by Bear.
Thanks. We'll do that next.
Guts.
Yo.
It's that time.
What time?
You excited?
What?
It's time for the Bear Heart Racing Moments of the weekend.
A staple.
It is.
Yes.
So, guys, did you know that your heart attack risk can more than double when your home team plays? Learn more and assess your heart risk factors at checkyourheartrisks.com. Brought to you by Bear Aspirin, the official sponsor of Fans Hearts.
Mikey A and I did know that with the Jets. We did.
I did know that.
Blood pressure goes up, the heart. Yes, all of it.
I would think that there's lots of Bear consumption during Jets games for you.
There is, yes.
By lots, I mean the appropriate amount.
Yes.
Okay.
I take 2 to 3.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is what we're going to do. We're now going to go around the room, and we're all going to share with the audience our Bear Heart Racing Moment of the Week.
Okay. Interesting. Who's going first?
Let's start with you.
I'm going first, huh?
Yeah, you get the honors.
All right, so I am going to go with the Bucs, having the Bucs plus 6.5, okay? Now, if you watch that game, the Bucs came down. They were down 14. They scored a touchdown. They got it to 8. They went for 2. And that moment right there, as I'm watching them trying to convert that 2-point conversion for me to cover the spread, for me to win the money, and to see Baker Mayfield throw a timing pattern in the back of the end zone, which is not his strength. His strength is, I'm going to throw it as hard as I can. It's not touch. And to see them go with that play and Todd Bowles, who is always smiling while they're not converting the 2-point conversion, that is my heart racing moment of the week.
It actually was worse for you because if you remember, you bought it up to 7.
Yeah,
so all you needed was the extra point.
Terrified
push
of the
there.
Hook. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Came back and bit you.
It did. You're right.
Mikey?
Mm-hmm.
What's your heart racing moment of the week?
Going to San Francisco with Green Bay, Jordan Love. He has the ball at the end of the game, and you're thinking, oh, man, we got another one of those Packers comebacks. And he looked just like all the Packers quarterbacks before him, one in particular, Brett Favre, when he inexplicably was running right and tried to throw it back left and threw an interception to seal the game. Heart racing moment. Yeah.
When they took the lead 21-14, it felt like they were going to win, right? Because they take the lead, then they force a three and out, and you think, okay, like they're about to run away with this thing.
Yep.
And then, nope. Next possession, interception. Then they had to punt. Then they missed a field goal. Then the 49ers took the lead with a touchdown, and then another interception.
Yeah, Jordan Love was bad towards the end of that game. I mean, he had a great second half of the season, had a great first three quarters of that game, and the Packers should have won that game.
What do you think your biggest takeaway was from that loss? And we'll get back to the heart racing moments. I don't want to derail us too much here, but
from the Packers Niners,
the Niners seem beatable.
The Niners are beatable. And my biggest takeaway from that game was Brock Purdy. I know they won the game, but he was not great. No. And I don't think he is great. So we'll see.
That's a little hint there for over the next 10 years, Purdy or blank.
Well, we'll see.
Mike Fuentes, your heart racing moment of the weekend?
My heart racing moment happened in the parking lot of the Bills game where a Bills fan wearing a Detroit Lions sweater decided to jump through a table that was on fire. And usually when they do these things, the guy's really high on like this huge thing of snow and he jumps through the table. But there was another Bills fan just going ham with the lighter fluid. He was like putting the whole bottle on the table. This guy jumps down. The guy's still spraying the lighter fluid. And then, of course, when he hits, his ass catches on fire, and they had to like jump on him and put him out, and that was my heart racing moment.
It was weird because I've never been on fire after jumping off of a truck through a table, so I'm
prefer not
speaking
to be
from experience,
right?
But when there's snow on the ground, can't you just roll around in the snow? Shouldn't that put it out?
Wasn't working for that guy.
But he didn't. He got up, and then they were, like, kicking him, and he was, like, he kept patting himself to try to put it out.
There was one guy that was aware that basically tackled him and was just, like, throwing all the snow he could into his lower back to get it out. And eventually he did. But
I'm with Billy. It seems like snow would be enough.
When you're on fire, you're probably not thinking clearly when you're on fire, or probably not thinking clearly before you're on fire when you choose to be on fire.
And to jump through the table and be on fire.
Yeah. It's a fair assessment.
Seems like
lots of not clearly thinking.
Right. Exactly right.
Yes.
You want to know my heart racing moment of the weekend?
I would love to, yes.
Down 3 points, the game on the line. Tyler Bass comes in. All he has to do is kick it through, tie up that game. Then we'd see what would happen with Mahomes and the Chiefs because they were going to get the ball back with a little bit of time. So
right, enough time.
Make that, and you don't necessarily know that you're going to win the game, but you could force overtime.
Mm-hmm. Tyler S.
Wide right. Heart racing moment.
Yep.
Season ended on a missed field goal.
Yep. Well, that's not the first time for Buffalo.
Wide right.
May lead to us in a game of hot seat or, what do you want to call it? Hot seat or not seat.
Hot seat or not seat right
this
now.
It's a better game.
Much
We're
better
doing hot seat or not seat right now.
No, I'm just saying that
right
missed,
now?
That
no, missed I want field. It right now.
Let's play it right now.
Hot seat or not seat.
Wow.
This is so amazing.
That was our Bear heart racing moments of the weekend, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to Bear.
Thank you to you.
Yes. What's the matter with you today?
I don't know.
He is in a crazy, crazy mood.
My head feels
too much
weird.
Energy.
My head feels a little weird today. And it's good. Is it hot in here? Or is
no,
it just
it's
me?
Not. It's okay, not. It's freezing in here. I mean,
better reach for my Bear.
Hot seat or not seats? Are you ready?
Yeah. How do we play this?
It's your game.
No, it's your game. I just want to play hot seat or cold seat. I don't
All
know
right, hot seat
game.
Or cold seat. Let's play it.
Okay.
All right.
Hot seat or cold seat?
Yes.
Sean McDermott.
Hot seat. I'm telling you guys, Sean McDermott, he should be fired today. And he should be fired today in large part because Bill Belichick would love to be the Bills coach.
Would he? Did he tell you?
No, I'm just, I'm guessing.
It is interesting that Bill Belichick.
Listen, if you're talking to the Falcons, you'll talk to the Bills. Well, if you're talking to the Falcons, you'll talk to anybody.
That's a good point.
Okay?
That's a good point.
If you talk to the Falcons twice, you'll talk to anyone once.
Why do the Falcons have to talk to him twice?
And there's going to be a third time because Bill's stringing it out. That's why. Because he's waiting to see if Sean McDermott gets
fired. He's waiting for a good offer.
Of course. That's the thing.
He's waiting for a good team.
That's what we need to talk about here because if you're the Ravens or if you're the Falcons, you have to be like, are you coming or not? Like, we're not going to keep doing this because he's just waiting around for a better offer.
So is Harbaugh. So is Harbaugh. It's late on a Monday afternoon. Billy's throwing me off with all his energy. I need Bear. I mean, this is crazy.
You know? Well, what offer is he waiting for?
Well, he's also interviewed with the Falcons twice. I mean, Arthur Blank, they're stringing you along. They're waiting for a better job and a better offer.
Yeah.
You're leveraged. That's all you are.
Wow.
I mean, he is.
It's a lot of flirting.
It is. Yeah. Too much. Yeah. I'm with you, Billy. Put your foot down. Give me an answer. That's it. CLB.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Why is Joe Brady in like all this consideration for head coaching jobs? He's like a replacement OC.
They got rid of Ken Dorsey. The Bills did. And the offense got better
Joe
Brady.
He turned the offense around. Yeah. Like, it used to be either you throw it to Diggs or you run. And now it's like a lot of out of the backfield stuff from running backs. It's Shakir became a guy, a lot of tight ends. Before it's either a deep ball to Diggs or Josh Allen takes off for 20 yards.
Mm-hmm. I still don't think Ken Dorsey should have been fired.
Same.
I mean, the games that they were losing were defensive and they were dumb things that Josh Allen was doing.
Agreed.
Turning the ball over.
But he did, and Joe Brady, the offense got better. Therefore, he's in consideration for a head coaching job. How about Eric Bieniemy? Anybody?
The Commanders interviewed him, which is always weird when you have to interview with the team you already work for.
Yes.
Like, don't you know me?
Hey, yeah. I've been here.
Yeah. Yeah. My office is right there.
You did this a year ago.
I don't even got to switch offices. You just switched the nameplate. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would switch offices.
Yes.
You think that.
I want the big one.
Exactly. I want the bigger office. Yeah.
Hot seat or cold seat?
Well, that was it for this week.
You just have one?
Yeah, that was it for this week.
You're a jackass. You
Why?
Because all the coaches that are actually on a hot seat have been fired already.
Yeah, I mean, we've run out of seats.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We have one other seat, Nick Sirianni, hot seat or cold seat.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
That seat is getting colder.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm hearing, yes.
It was hot last week, but now it's cooling off.
It was scorching hot last week, and now it's cooled down a bit.
Would you take that if you're Belichick?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Would you fire Sirianni if you knew you could get Belichick?
Yes.
You love Belichick. You'd fire any
coach
to get Belichick.
Why do you think the seat cooled down?
Right.
I don't know. Why did it cool down?
McDermott.
My guess.
Interest from the Falcons.
They called Bill and they're like, Bill, Philly, what do you think? He's like, no, I don't want to go there. And he's like, no, Nick Sirianni's our coach.
Did you see the report yesterday that came out that I think it was Schefter, if I'm crediting, but it may not have been, where they were saying that there are multiple teams that are waiting to reach out to Belichick, some that have coaches, some that don't. At least one that currently has a coach.
Yeah.
So reach out.
The Bills.
I don't think you can.
And I'll tell you what, the Chiefs.
Well, why can't they reach out, but the Falcons already have twice?
Not the Chiefs.
Because the Falcons fired their coach.
You say not the Chiefs. Yeah. If I'm telling you right now, if Andy Reid wins a Super Bowl here, I could see Andy Reid retiring.
You're the only one.
And if you're Bill Belichick, why would you not want to be the head coach of Patrick Mahomes?
Well, the thing is, but that's not a hot seat or cold seat. That's he retired.
Right.
And then you got to wait another 3 weeks.
Right.
And I don't know if the Falcons are going to stick around.
That's true. That's a different game.
Yeah.
Not hot seat. He just got up. He had a seat. And yeah.
That's hot seat or not seat, because then there's no seat for Andy Reid. He got up and left.
Yeah.
Hot seat or not seat.
Now it's a free seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Empty seat. Vacant seat.
Purdy or blank for the next 10 years. Next.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
I'm excited to do that.
What?
News.
Breaking news?
On a Monday.
Breaking news.
Well, I mean, it depends when you listen to it.
If you listen
to it right now, then it's breaking news. If you're listening to it, you know, hours from now, it's been out for a while and you may have already seen it elsewhere.
It's developing news.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. Developing news. Yeah.
There have been developments.
Developing.
Okay.
In bright red.
Well, all right.
It's really like, the banner is red, and then the letters are probably white, but they're bold, and there's a colon. Developing.
Okay.
And you're
but they're
at
not
it.
Comic Sans.
Mm-hmm.
No. This is an all capitalized, bold, white font on a red banner underneath. Developing.
Got
boom.
It. Mm-hmm.
Zach Ertz.
What?
I haven't even finished yet.
I know, but why? How is there breaking news revolving around Zach Ertz at this stage of the season?
Developing.
Okay, developing. I'm sorry.
Developing news.
Right. I'm sorry.
Zach Ertz has signed with the Lions.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
3-time Pro Bowler. I mean,
just right off the dome, you knew that. 3-time Pro Bowler.
Check it. I think he is. If I know that, that's I have some issues. I think he made the Pro Bowl 3 times. Yes. But how are the Lions picking up players for the NFC Championship game?
How
is this allowed?
He's a 3-time Pro Bowler. 2017 to 2019.
Yes.
Get a run. Sam Laporta is obviously the starter on that team. So how mad are you if you're the backup tight end that you do all this work all year to get them to the NFC Championship game, and then Zach Ertz is like, hey, you know what? I want to play for you guys.
Name the backup tight end. Gone. Name him. What's his
Doesn't
name?
Matter. Exactly. Doesn't matter. He
Zach
does
Ertz
work.
Is better.
Well,
he
now
work.
You can. It's Zach Ertz.
Exactly.
3-time Pro Bowler.
It's kind of crazy that you could just like, you want to come play on this team? Sure. You're good.
But don't I'm worry. Assuming someone got hurt. Maybe the back end tight end got hurt, Mike. Or maybe Laporta's banged up.
Laporta has been banged up.
Yes.
Well, Laporta has been banged up.
He's so good, Laporta. Still. He's so good. I mean, I love all these tight ends in the NFL. The Bills have 2 of them. I mean, they do. Knox
they
and Kincaid.
They
all went to Iowa.
Now the Lions have 2 of them.
Zach Ertz played this perfectly, right? Like he's just waiting around.
Just hang around.
Waiting all season for I'm like, we're close, right?
You should have waited 1 more week.
I was gonna say
if the Lions lose, he just signs with the Niners. I mean
And Dominican Sue, here's a prediction. And Dominican Sue's gonna sign with someone in the next 3 weeks.
With the Lions. Coming back home.
He could.
Homecoming,
one last ride. He's there for the Super Bowl if they make it.
If you could sign with any of the 4 teams right now, who would you sign with? You're in Dominican Sue.
Depends on the position.
Yeah, I was going to say what Dominican position.
Sue? So if you're Sue,
if you're Sue, I think you sign with the Lions because then you go back to the Lions. It's like ultimate villain if he signs with the 49ers, right? The Lions have a chance to make it to the Super Bowl. He decides, you know what? I'm going to sign with the Niners and keep them out of the Super Bowl. Like, that's...
It'd be
that's,
great.
No, that's the worst.
That'd be great.
He takes a cheap shot at Jared Goff on the way out.
Oh,
out of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, Billy, why are you making that face? Like, we don't care about any of these teams. It'd be chaos. It'd be fun. It'd be funny.
I don't want him to do that to Detroit.
Really?
Motor City, man.
Is that your team now?
Grit.
I really do want the Lions to make it to the Super Bowl because I want Dan Campbell to be like front and center for, you know, 2 weeks.
I do love that, you know, it's John Harbaugh and it's, you know, Andy Reid and it's Kyle Shanahan and Dan Campbell.
Man Campbell.
That's our kind of guy, man. I'm telling you.
He is our kind of guy, yes.
If all of them, well, here's the weird thing. He's our kind of guy, but we're not his kind of guy, if that makes sense.
We're wimps.
Like, if he was, let's say you put all of the coaches that remain, if the season ended today and you put all of the coaches in this room with us.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
That would be the guy that I think we'd most have, like.
He would hate us.
But he would hate us.
Yes.
Like, he would least. If we had to choose who we most wanted to hang out with, we would choose him, and we would be the people in that room that he would least want to hang out with.
Now, who's the coach that would, of the four remaining, that would like us the most, that would enjoy hanging out with us?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Because Harbaugh is quirky, man. The Harbaughs are quirky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're quirky.
Andy Reid has been on this show a number of times, and we have never been allowed to be on with him. So I think that
I was on the Zoom once.
Actually, I think the second time he was on, didn't we ask him a hamburger question or something? I think we were there.
Yeah.
But it was also kind of like, guys, shut up and don't embarrass me.
Yes.
I'm Mike Golick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
So you think we should go Harbaugh? It's not Shanahan, right?
Are we counting Vrabel? Didn't you have a good relationship with him?
Yeah, but he's not one of the last.
No,
four.
One of the four coaches that are left.
Oh, Vrabel, only one of the last.
Vrabel,
four.
We played golf with at Tahoe. All the coaches love Golic, by the way. Okay.
Yeah.
Shanahan, there's that connection that he has with Sims that we also have with Chris Sims, but
Sims would vouch for us.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't.
I'm not certain he would.
No, he wouldn't.
Right. But Shanahan seems like a little bit too smart. He thinks
he's better than us.
So it gets down to John Harbaugh. I think Andy Reid's our guy.
I
think Andy Reid, if he spent some time with me, you, and Mikey A, he would actually enjoy it. I do.
I'm starting to come around on Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh might be into us.
I feel like Jim is more an us guy than John is, though.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, Jim doesn't care, dude. He's quirky as hell. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you have a game to play? Didn't we have a game that we had left?
I have it right here. Yeah, I do. You okay?
I tried.
What happened there?
I don't know. Something came up.
By the way, I will tell the viewers and the listeners that we're trying to get Andy Reid on this week.
Why are you telling me?
Why do that?
Why not?
Because if we don't, then we look like we couldn't get him.
If we don't, then we're failures.
Exactly. Don't tell him. Surprise him with it.
All right. Fine.
Well, it's not fine. It's too late.
Forget you heard that, listeners.
Yeah, pretend you.
No, you know what? I am confident in my guest booking skills and Mike Golic's relationship with Andy Reid and me using Mike Golic's name with all these NFL teams.
I was about to say, it's Mike Golic you have confidence in.
This is the third year we've been doing the show. Andy Reid has joined us one time every year we've done the show. Mm. And I have been told by the Chiefs, and I trust this person very, very much, that he will get us an interview with Andy Reid.
That's fine.
And so I have no reason to think otherwise.
But you don't have to say this week, because last week was also... Exactly.
Well, no, but I think he's trying for this week, because if they don't win this week, then their season's over, and it's hard to track down Andy Reid. That's all.
That's kind of the truth of the last 3 weeks, though.
Yeah,
they
guess.
Don't win this week. I feel like Andy Reid, like if Andy Reid went missing, right, there's probably like... 6 or 7 spots he might be, right? And if he's not in one of those spots, then
how many of them have drive-thrus?
Then you'd be worried.
All of them.
Like, don't you think, like, a lot of these people, like, if they're not that tricky to find if you really wanted to find them and you knew them in any way.
Yeah.
Like, Mike Leach was a person where if Mike Leach was, like, missing...
Just go search the Keys.
There's 4 or 5 dive bars down there in the Keys and you could find them.
He's
there.
He's in one of them, right?
Exactly right. Talking someone's ear off.
Or on a bike path with his wife, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Rest in peace, Mike Leach. I miss him.
Did he ride bikes with his wife a lot?
He did. He called us during COVID riding bikes with his wife.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
All right.
Anyway, you ready for the game?
Yeah, what is it again?
For the next 10 years, Purdy or blank.
Okay.
Because even while winning, Brock Purdy was not great, okay? And I'm not certain he is great. And so I'm just going to throw some quarterbacks out there, and you tell me which one you would rather have for the next 10 years. Mm. All right?
Okay.
You ready? Brock Purdy or Jordan Love
Lerf.
For the next 10 years. Who you taking, Mikey?
Lerf.
Yep. What I'm trying to do is show the listeners and the people, you know, watching that Brock Purdy's not that good.
Okay, so yeah. We should just answer the opposite.
Do whatever you want. Jordan
compare
Love.
Him to the absolute best quarterbacks in the league and tell me if you'd rather have him.
Hold on. Let the game play out. Purdy or Jordan Love? Next. Let the game play out. Jordan or Purdy Love? Jordan Love or Purdy?
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love's the answer. One. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
ready.
Purdy Love, baby.
Purdy or Justin Fields? Rock, next 10 years.
Rock Purdy.
Yeah, I think there I take Purdy just because of the injuries and stuff.
Mikey?
Justin Fields.
Same here. Purdy or Bryce Young next 10 years?
Brock Purdy.
From
what we've seen so far?
Number one overall pick in the draft. I mean, he might turn into a Hall of Fame type player.
He might, but I have to decide today.
Yeah, because
but who has the upside?
But Bryce Young had one of the worst rosters in the league, and then Purdy has arguably the best roster in the league. So
yes.
It's like,
but I'm also considering that Bryce might get injured because he seems...
Well, Brock's been
susceptible
injured, too.
To
but
injury.
What Fuentes is doing is imagining Bryce Young on San Francisco.
Yeah, and he'd be amazing, right. So I'd probably take Bryce Young.
Mikey?
This is the hardest one. I'm going to go Bryce Young.
All right, they get harder. I think they get harder. Purdy or Trevor Lawrence?
Oh.
Easy. Purdy, easy.
Really?
Yeah, easy.
Imagine Trevor in San Francisco.
Lawrence.
No, Purdy.
Trevor Lawrence doesn't make poopy in his hands the way Brock Purdy did the other day.
Wow.
Okay. Billy's thinking about it.
I mean, I know for the sake of the show, I should say Brock Purdy.
No, you never do that.
I think for the sake of the show,
when Sims comes on, you know, who would you take, Brock Purdy or Trevor Lawrence? You know, Billy said Brock Purdy.
Montez has spoken.
You're an idiot, you're red jacket.
Montez has spoken, Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
One trick pony with a red jacket.
I mean, exactly. Yeah. Come up with a new joke, buddy.
Purdy or Dak Prescott? Next 10 years.
Dak.
Dak. Same here.
Dak.
Billy, you take Dak.
Sure.
I know
the regular season.
I know Billy's
Dak.
Answer to this. Purdy or Kirk Cousins next 10 years?
Oh, come on, Kirk. No question.
Do I want a 48-year-old Kirk Cousins, huh?
Yeah.
A 48-year-old Kirk Cousins is...
First ballot Hall of Famer, according to Billy.
If he plays till he's 48, he's going to put up the numbers to get himself in. I will say that on record right now.
Okay.
If Kirk Cousins plays until he's 48 years old, he will have the numbers to get into the Hall of Fame.
I have two more. Mikey, I'm going to you here first. Mikey A. Purdy or Baker Mayfield next 10 years?
Ooh. Baker. Done.
Same
Baker.
Here. Baker.
I don't think Baker's going to last 10
Baker.
Years. Baker gets banged up way too much. I'd take Purdy.
You guys are taking Purdy over Baker
for
next 10
years?
Yes.
Yeah, because Baker's not going to last 10 years.
Baker has injury history.
Yeah, he gets banged
neither
up.
Is Kirk Cousins, but I'll still take him.
Yeah.
That was my argument.
Purdy next 10 years. Purdy or Caleb Williams?
Oh, wow.
It's a good one.
What team? So these people are always on the 49ers?
Well, yeah. I mean, Caleb's going to
I'm
Chicago,
saying,
probably.
But I didn't, in this game.
Is how about Purdy or Will Levis?
Chris Cody's yelling, Caleb, behind me, Caleb.
I would take Caleb. I take all these quarterbacks over Purdy.
Caleb, yeah.
Including Will Levis.
Will Levis.
He's got a chooch.
He can sling it.
I'm so happy.
I love the game.
It's your game. You invented it.
It makes me happy. Caleb or Purdy?
I'm shocked you didn't do CJ Stroud. I guess too obvious.
It's everyone would take CJ. Come on. Are you kidding me? The Niners would have 9 Super Bowls with CJ.
Purdy or Anthony Richardson?
Richardson.
Oh, I don't know.
Whoa.
Billy's face. Last minute.
That genuinely hurt Billy's feelings.
It was a good game.
Good game.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.